Democratic leaders in Georgia are denouncing Governor Brian Kemp's plans to begin reopening the state's economy this week. Meanwhile, Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottom, says she was blindsided by Kemp's announcement. To find out what's happening in Atlanta, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now and check in with reporter Mike Dunston with WGCL-TV in Atlanta. Mike, am I right that Atlanta can be at odds with the rest of the state or much of the state of Georgia at times, but this is a pretty pronounced distinction?
Yeah, Jeff and Patty, thanks so much for having me. That's definitely right, because you have Atlanta, the core of Atlanta, pretty much is mostly Democratic, and you have other cities like Augusta and Savannah that kind of follow suit, and you have a Republican state house and Republican governor. So politically, yes, that can happen a lot, although you do have Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, who's been talking a lot about a good relationship with the governor, although at this point it is confusing because she's not happy that the governor on Friday wants barbershops or is allowing barbershops, bowling alleys, salons, other businesses to open their doors. Although Governor Kemp is saying that they still have to follow strict social distancing regulations. But when you have somebody doing your nails, the question is, how far can they stay away and still do your nails?
So these rules will take effect throughout the state, correct?
That's correct. And the way that I understand it, Patty, is that they're actually going to supersede local laws. So there's really nothing that these local mayors can do about it, you know, even in the big cities like Atlanta.
I've heard some scuttlebutt this afternoon that mayors in Georgia were looking to head to the courts over this. What are you hearing at your end?
I haven't heard that yet, but I will tell you, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has been very upset about that. Governor Kemp's former opponent, the Democratic opponent, Stacey Abrams, has been on the national shows talking about that. And that could be a possibility, just, you know, because the courts might be able to supersede. One thing that is interesting, too, it's not just Democrats, but even today, Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, who has a lot of power within the Republican Party, put out a tweet basically saying that he worries. So I can read you the tweet. He says, "I worry that our friends and neighbors in Georgia are going too fast too soon." So it's not just Democrats who are upset. Some Republicans are, too, because South Carolina is a neighboring state. It's a border state to Georgia.
Right. I'm interested on just how the people of Atlanta are perceiving this. Was there a big clamor to open things up? Did people, oh, yay, you know, great? Or how do you sample the mood there?
You know what, Patty? It's kind of mixed. I mean, our reporters have been talking with people who own businesses, and, you know, they're losing a lot of money. A lot of them have not been able to participate in that PPP program. So some are very surprised that the governor came up with that decision. Some are very happy, but it's still unclear who's really going to show up to these businesses. I mean, who's going to go out to a bowling alley? Who's going to go to a nail salon? Who's going to go to get their hair cut? Some of them are talking, some of the business owners that were saying that they are going to basically limit the numbers of people in their shops and businesses, and still wear masks and gloves and that kind of thing. But we still don't know a whole lot about this virus. The main thing that a lot of folks are upset about, including the Reverend Dr. Bernice King from the King Center, who is also on the governor's task force as a community outreach committee, is that there's not enough testing. So, you know, she says herself, she says, "I'm a business owner," but she says we have to use wisdom with this. And she says there's not enough testing. And she says we could be creating a higher risk factor here.
Mike Dunston, thanks so much for making some time for us. Again, Mike reports for WGCL-TV in Atlanta.